out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher at crabdiving.com.
No more pussy fun! Around
exactly, however, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it. We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours, yelling, screaming, cussing, laughing, hopefully venting about you know what's going on in Washington in the news and etc., etc., etc. Join us, tweet us, Facebook us, etc. Thanks for listening. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I mean, there's been a lot of news the last couple of days about the Russia shit and, you know, all the Trump stuff. And I just wonder if there's anyone listening out there because they hate us. And I know you're probably out there and that I welcome that. I'm glad.
We've gotten reviews like that where they're I hate them. I listen a couple times a week.
I consider that a compliment. Thank you. How do you feel? I mean, do you still stand behind your vote? Do you
Hillary!
Still...
What about the uranium?
Do they still think
what about learn? Yeah, yeah. What about the uranium? What about that Christopher Steele?
Yeah.
I heard Lindsey Graham yesterday say he's like a criminal. You can't you gotta make sure that, you know, you gotta look into what he's done.
Do you think they still think Trump's making America great again?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, are you embarrassed?
They got their tax giveaway.
Oh yeah. Well, not their tax giveaway. They got, I mean, unless you own Wells Fargo.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Republicans, the leadership got
the
tax giveaway to their rich golf buddies that they've been promising.
They don't care. I mean, that is the just the group of Republicans that are in government now just make you so cynical.
Devoid of humanity, of empathy, of
right,
of caring for the country. You know, at one point you would think they would say, well, country over party, but
yeah,
that ain't happening.
I mean, they're racist, they're sexist,
many
sure, I mean,
or at least enabling of it, or not,
which to me would be,
well, right,
you know, racist, but they suck. I mean, there's just no, I just don't know what. So what happens is this with these Republicans if Donald Trump gets impeached? I mean,
well, if they get impeached, if he gets impeached, we still need, if Mueller comes up with a bunch of evidence and puts it down on the table, that doesn't necessarily mean that Republicans are going to do the right thing.
Yeah. Why would they?
They're going to say, it's all fake. I don't believe it. What about Hillary?
You know, even like this immigration argument they have, like they don't want to do a clean doc. They want to pair it with border security. Which what they want in border security is based on fiction, and DACA is based on like real human beings
that
would like to have status in this country.
They're illegals, Ryan. You should read the comments at Breitbart. Holy crap! I was there again last night.
Yeah.
Slithering around in the cesspool, and the comments over at Breitbart are fascinating because of this whole ban and bye bye thing.
Right.
But
yes,
all Trump had to do was mention DACA and he's losing them.
Oh my gosh.
At first they're all like, I voted for Trump, not Bannon. Fuck Bannon. And then Trump went Trump said, well, you know, we could do DACA because we want to do something out of love. And they're like, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm going with Bannon.
Right. Was it so like what was that whole thing yesterday about anyway? I mean, that was weird as fuck. I mean,
I took my meds and I'm going to be sane for an hour in front of everybody to prove that I'm not unstable, that I'm not crazy. That I can run a meeting.
Right.
That I am a good negotiator. I'm the best negotiator ever.
Yay.
That's what that was for yesterday.
Man.
And all he did was send his own party scrambling to try to do damage control for what he sounded like he had kind of agreed to.
Yeah, it sounded like they wanted to make him appear sane, like he wasn't a total lunatic.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well, I don't know. I mean... If you're stupid, maybe you see the guy.
Well, and then he tweeted.
Yeah. Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I missed the festive. Well, there.
The sneaky Diane Feinstein?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll get to those in a moment. Funny. As soon as my computer stops being snatchy.
Snatchy.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget you can tweet us during the show live if you're listening.
Right.
You can tweet us anytime, actually, at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING. Can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool, fun kids hang out.
That's right, Pat.
We might as well get to the headlines and wait for some other stuff to happen here. Over at the headlines, because I don't know if I can get this. Oh, there we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
No goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. January 10th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the County Pinko Liberal. Huff Post.
Oh, yes.
Photograph accompanying the headline
you little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you, Paul.
Slippery Trump on probe. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Apparently, maybe this has to do with what he tweeted earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. So let's head over before we read this story. Let's head over to the real Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Warm stream of insanity.
Right.
Over at the Twitter. And, he had the prime minister of Norway over, which was God. Fuck? Twitter was hilarious. Cause it was just like, people were apologizing way ahead of time
to
like,
Norway.
Oh yeah. We apologize. Whatever he's going to say, whatever he's going to do. We apologize because it's going to be something.
Well, Norway, damn. If I had the president of Norway over and I was president, I'd be like, hey, show me what you're doing in your country to make it so fucking great.
Oh, you mean like so democratic socialism?
Yeah. Hey, you want to be the president for a day and fix everything? Maybe that might be cool.
Today it was my great honor to welcome Prime Minister Erna Solberg to Norway of Norway. To the White House, a great friend and ally of the United States.
Right.
I saw, you know, with that sit down where they shake hands and they're into chairs and shit. They did that. And he started writing with like, this is great to have her here. We're really well liked in Norway. We're well liked in Norway. He's got to reassure everybody how much somebody loves us and loves him. Don't worry about it. They love us there.
Well, I mean, based on what's been coming out of Schittler's mouth, if you told us we're loved in Norway, I would be shocked. Well, I mean, that would be news to me. You know?
I think they know.
Citations.
I think they know.
Right.
Well, when Bush was at the worst of his, after the whole Iraq war was shown to be what this bullshittery and lying and all that, when I was in Europe, I told you they were sympathetic.
Right.
People seemed sympathetic. Oh, George Bush, huh?
God, that's nice.
And then Obama was the opposite.
Yeah.
They loved Obama.
Right.
Europeans loved Obama.
I mean, I can see why anybody might love him as a president. I mean, he was a good fucking president.
Except maybe that one cab driver in Ireland.
One cab driver didn't like him? Was he racist or something?
Well, he used the N-word, you'll recall, no. But it wasn't, and I told you that story, but it wasn't, it was about my lineage.
Right.
Jeez. It was about, told me, I said, I have my grandmother, you know, my some of my ancestors are Irish, and he said, I said, she came over on the boat, and he said, oh, where from? And I said, County Kerry, and he was like, oh.
God.
Oh, don't tell. He's like, don't tell people that here in Dublin. Don't tell the people that in Dublin. Because the people from Kerry are, I'm not even going to say the word, but he said they're, it's like you would consider your N-words.
Oh, okay.
It's like, okay.
Thanks, asshole.
Welcome to Dublin.
Right.
Which is one of my favorite cities, by the way.
Yeah, I'm seeing. Aside from that. And I'm sure that guy seems very friendly as long as you're white.
Well, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He said, I want to thank my cabinet for working. I mean, you know what? I want to make sure at cabinet is actually the cabinet of the United States. Okay, it is. Because who knows? Sometimes he tweets things, you know, like the wrong Theresa May or something. Could have been a cabinet factory.
Oh, he's tweeting a cabinet.
Yeah. I want to thank my at cabinet.
Right. Well, maybe he's actually thinking a cabinet with a door on it and hinges and everything.
For working tirelessly on our on behalf of our country. 2017 was a year of monumental achievement.
Fuck you.
And we look forward to the year ahead.
Oh, yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again, et cetera, et cetera. Here we go. The fun ones. Earlier this morning, the first one. It just shows everyone how broken and unfair our court system is. When the opposing side in a case such as DACA always runs to the Ninth Circuit and almost always wins before being reversed by higher courts.
So what is he's complaining about?
He was upset about that judge yesterday said you can't implement your removal of DACA until all the lawsuits are done. Yes. He didn't rule on DACA. He's saying until all the lawsuits are done, you can't start launching people.
It sounds like the judge was being sensible, you know, offering some guidance that we needed.
Then I don't know what he was watching. He must have been watching Joe and Mika or something, because he's riled up. If it was Fox and Friends, he usually has that orgasmic, post-orgasmic feeling after he jerked off to Ducey. Telling him how great he is.
God, he watches Fox and Friends.
Oh, good morning, Mr. President.
Oh, my God. God, Ducey, you the Fox and Friends, they are fucking traitors to this fucking country. The bullshit they say. It's horrible what they're doing to us, right?
Well, yeah, and happened for a while. So yesterday, the one of the big stories was Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California. Our former home where we had Dianne Feinstein as our senator, and now we have Marco Rubio.
Marco.
The fact that...
Little Marco and his fucking phone parties.
Well, Dianne Feinstein released the Fusion GPS transcripts of the testimony that the poobah of Fusion GPS gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee, I believe it was.
Now, isn't she hurting our country by releasing these transcripts so we could just see what they said?
Well, all it does is prove that one of the major narratives that the shit slingers are slinging from the shit side over there on the GOP is just not true. That the reason they started the Russia probe on this fake dossier boiled to life in the loins of Hillary Clinton and lies. And not only did this guy stick by.
Why are we boiling Hillary's loins? Damn.
He stuck. Well, it might be a Gwyneth Paltrow thing.
Oh, sure. Add some carrots.
I saw something yesterday where. There was a recent Goop article.
God.
Now they're selling some coffee enema machine.
Oh, a machine?
Yeah. some machine where you shove coffee up your
now does that product rectum. Where does that live? Does that live in the health space or does that live in like the coffee space? Like where do you sell that?
I don't think you put it in the coffee
sharper
space,
image. Why not? It's an add-on to a coffee maker.
Well, but no, you pour the finished coffee into the. There's not a separate hose from your Cuisinart.
You said a coffee enema machine.
Well, it is. It's some kind of thing that you use to pump coffee up your butt.
Where do you store that? I assume
a
is
double
it's,
pump latte.
I want to be able to store that so people just don't see it. Can you imagine that just sitting on the counter? You know who's gonna know what the fuck a coffee enema machine looks like? You know what I mean?
Why does your asshole smell like hazelnut?
Oh, lucky you.
So yeah, Dianne Feinstein was despite the Chuck Grassley.
Oh God.
Always saying along, I don't see why I wouldn't release it. Well, the reason they wouldn't release it is because it makes it scuttles their argument.
Right.
And this is Fusion GPS guy stuck by what's in the dossier. He said there's been parts that have been corroborated.
Right.
And so far, nothing has been utterly disproven.
Yeah.
And secondly, he said something to the effect of when Christopher Steele finally took this to the FBI, they were like, oh, yeah, we know. We've already got a investigation going, and Christopher Steele's buddy in the FBI said we had a walk-in whistleblower.
Oh, shit. What does that mean?
Well, that's what people are wondering.
So wait, so did they? We learned about the walk-in whistleblower from the transcripts.
Well, we
from
thought it
bullshit.
Was, yeah, yeah. We thought it was Poppy Doopy Lipolis.
Poopy Doopy Lipolis. But he was busted.
Who was, yeah, just drunk as fuck, busted. But that's not a walk-in.
No.
That ain't a walk-in whistleblower.
He's
so
more like a stumble-in.
If there might be somebody potentially still working for the White House that was this whistleblower.
Ivanka?
That is the mole.
You think Ivanka?
I think it's Melania.
Do you really? What would she?
I love my new country so much. I don't want to go back.
No, fuck no. Where would she go back to again? Where would she go? Where's she from? Hungary? Yugoslavia? Ukraine?
Estonia?
Romania? Yeah,
she's from Melania Trumpia.
Somewhere in Europe.
She's from Eastern Europe.
Hungary, man. She's straight out of Hungary.
No.
She was Miss Hungary at some point. Who gives a fuck? She probably wasn't the whistleblower, right? I mean.
No, I'm kidding.
I mean,
Slovenia. Slovenian.
Was it
5'11"?
Oh, really?
She's tall.
Jeez. Well, I mean, my God, she's a model.
Yeah.
You can't expect her to be a little fidget person. That's not, I'm not saying, you know, midget. I'm a fidget.
Novo Mesto, Slovenia, she was
right.
Born.
What? Where the fuck is that? Where is that? Is that near the Czech Republic?
Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, good for me. I knew that. They like us over there.
So Dianne Feinstein finally was like, fuck you to Chuck Grassley, who all of a sudden decided it wasn't in the best interest to release it
because
it might hamper further investigations. It's just a lie. So Dianne Feinstein was like, here you go.
Right. Here's the thing.
And
does she strike you as someone that is going to be fucked with?
Well, right. And
fuck
she also
no.
said in an interview later, that it's important for the American people to see this, and she said because it seems to help undermine some of these ridiculous arguments that are trying to undermine the investigation. So she said, quote, to my knowledge, there has not been a single fact in that report that has been proven to be incorrect.
So okay. So if nothing in the dossier has been proven false, you would then assume that it's not false.
Well, not necessarily. Well, not necessarily.
You know, it's
just
not
because
all garbage.
Something hasn't been proven false doesn't mean it's true. Same
right.
The other way around. But
yes.
It's certainly not a discredited...
It's credible. We can say it's possibly...
The fake dossier. Yeah. Good morning, Mr. President. I was wiping my ass this morning with the fake dossier toilet paper I ordered.
Is it
from InfoWars?
Did they sell that? Did they sell that shit? Know. You know
I
they
might have
do.
Just come up with that trademark hashtag copyright.
You're helping the other side. Listen, it's credible. At the very least, it's credible. I mean, did they think, are we supposed to believe, does Lindsey fucking Graham expect me to believe that the goddamn Christopher Steele wrote 300 pages of this fucking dossier is fiction?
I don't trust him. I love that name, though.
What is it?
I love Christopher Steele. His name is very...
Steele. He's dreamy. He's a dreamy liar. He made it all up. He made up 300 pages of bullshit.
All right.
That is nuts.
Well, no, 300 pages was the testimony. The dossier is only like 8 pages or something.
What?
Like yeah.
Oh.
10 pages, 8 pages?
Right.
Well,
let's fucking read the dossier then. It's only 8 fucking pages.
Well, and the least scary in there is the piss fountain.
Right.
Encounter or whatever.
But the most important.
No.
Bullshit.
I don't think so.
That is the one thing. Listen, if all of a sudden.
I still don't think.
If a video comes out of Donald Trump.
Yep.
Sitting there on his knees,
big
naked
black
with
dick he'd have to be
open,
riding on top
his
of.
His mouth is no, open. And no. Some woman is peeing in his mouth. No. That is going to...
Look at how hot that woman is. The president got pee in his mouth. I wish I was a billionaire and Russian hookers would come visit me and pee in my mouth like that.
Who wants to get peed on? In, whatever. God. I can't believe that would bother anybody.
Look at that cardboard cutout of Obama he put in the bed for them to piss on.
Did he do that?
No. That's not in the
right.
dossier.
You know, he probably said something fucked up like, you girls know that Obama stayed here, so make sure you pee on it extra good or some creepy shit like that.
So you know shit's hitting the fan because these guys are getting desperate. The Trump shyster brigade is trying to negotiate terms with which they might go have an interview with Mueller. Maybe we'll ask for the questions and we'll write the answers.
Oh, okay. What? What
yeah,
the fuck?
Exactly.
No, that's not good enough.
So anyway, the next tweet then we'll get to the headline at the HuffPo. The greatest witch hunt, capitalized.
Yes.
In American history continues. There was no collusion.
Right.
Everybody, including the Dems, yes, knows there was no collusion, and yet on and on it goes. Russia and the world is laughing at the stupidity they are witnessing. Who cares about Russia laughing?
That Russia's laughing at us because we're stupid?
Yeah, because we're investigating our wonderful great leader.
Listen, Russia might not, sure, maybe some people in Russia are laughing. Who knows?
And then the scary part.
Maybe they're doing bad shit to us and we don't know about it.
Then the scary part, Republicans should finally take control.
Meaning, let's fire Mueller.
Take control, stop all these investigations.
Shit. See this? This is the dollar that I have bet on you that Mueller is going to get fired. This is going to be my dollar. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm sorry. I think I'm going to make
I mean,
a dollar.
Maybe it'll happen.
I mean, maybe. Come on, man. You can't see him doing that.
Well, sure. Maybe, yeah. I didn't think it would fire Comey.
You're fired.
It comes on the same day as the Senate Democrats released a report warning of future Russian interference in U.S. elections, chastising the president for creating, quote, a leadership vacuum. By repeatedly downplaying the issue.
A leadership vacuum.
So then Don tweeted about Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, shit.
The fact that sneaky Dianne Feinstein, who has on numerous occasions stated that collusion between Trump and Russia has not been found. That's not true. She said, we have not been prevented. Right. We haven't been. We don't know. Let's find out what Mueller finds is what she says.
The reason it hasn't been found, right, is because no one's letting them find anything. I mean, am I understanding that correctly?
Well, we haven't found it. Mueller right. might have found it.
Yeah.
I think Mueller has found it, and that's why Don's losing his shit.
Yeah, so you have a point. Like, what good would it... If Mueller has already found evidence of Don canoodling with Putin, why would it matter if he got fired? If Mueller got fired?
Well, the investigation would continue. There's still... The deep state. There's yes. still people in the FBI. There's still the New York. He can't do fuck all Hello. About Schneiderman in New York.
Yeah.
The AG there, who's very involved in similar investigations, probably going after the money aspect of it, the money yeah. laundering. He can't do fuck all about that. But 0.0.
I was listening to Rachel Maddow, and didn't they just appoint a bunch of Trumpalos to be lawyers in New York or something? That doesn't matter?
No.
Okay. Because that New York AG is going to do whatever the fuck he right. wants to.
The fact that sneaky Dianne Feinstein, who has on numerous occasions stated that collusion between Trump and Russia has not been found, would release testimony in such an underhanded and possibly illegal, it's not, way, without authorization is a disgrace. Must have tough primary. He's telling Democrats... To primary a Democrat. Who the fuck is he? Who does he think he is?
And listen to what she did that's so evil. All she did was release a transcript about a right, hearing but it, about what seems to be a really important piece of evidence of information about what the fuck Russia is doing in our country and how far the Russian dick is no up idea. Schindler's colon.
If you were to ask him, why is it bad that she released that information? Release. He would have no idea.
Yeah, he wouldn't know. You know why it's bad to him? Because it might get him in trouble.
Right, because
I get why it's bad to him.
Scuttles their argument.
Don, I get why you don't. I mean, I understand your tweet. I understand why you think she's sneaky, and she is. I mean, you know, it's bad for you. It's bad for you because you're probably colluded with Russia and did some bad shit and people are going to find out.
Yes. So then during the he had a press conference with the poor beleaguered prime minister of Norway.
The E.
And he was asked if he would give an interview to Mueller. And he said, unlikely.
Unlikely.
We'll see what happens, he said.
I thought they were talking. I thought Trump's lawyers were chatting with Mueller about having a little get-together or something like that.
In response to reporters' questions, the president insisted multiple times there was no collusion.
Yeah, so why does he need to meet with Mueller?
Claiming without evidence that virtually everybody has proved this. Everybody's proved there's proved. It's been proved. There's no collusion. Kindly present that to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody.
Give me a dossier of that shit.
And then he repeated the Democrats and Hillary Clinton were the ones who colluded.
I mean, you know.
The witch hunt continues, right. he said.
Not that it matters, but can we just point out how much evidence that was there that Hillary Clinton was corrupt and should be in jail? How much evidence did we see of wrongdoing? None.
Well, right. How many Republican-led committees and Republican panels and Republican hit squads have tried for 30 years to get something on her?
Where's the dossier on Hillary fucking Clinton's crimes? Right. Where's the dossier?
Well, no.
Where's the whistleblowers?
The evil Democrats covered it all up. They protected right. her.
Where is all that shit? Because this Russia shit, there's some, you know, evidence. Where's the, Michael Flynn lied to the FBI. He pled guilty. Paul Manafort got indicted. Poopadoopolis. You know, where's all the bull, you know, where's all the, you know, damning shit on Hillary then?
Right.
Where is it?
Well, it's right in front of you.
Oh, okay. Pizzagate.
Louis Gohmert had a chart, remember?
Oh, God damn it. I do. I fucking forgot about
Gohmert
that.
Gohmert had a chart. That hey, really Trump. Looked like a Pollock painting.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Hey, Trump, you know, at least, you know, these loons in the House, they're always going to stand behind you. They don't give a fuck. They're stupid. You'll always have those guys.
So that's the HuffPo headline, is that
Trump
is suggesting that the Republicans should scuttle the Russian investigations. Take charge, Republicans. Do something.
Yay.
Make these Democrats go away.
Right.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Eat my dick.
Let's crank our IQs down.
Crank.
A few dozen digits.
Right.
China. The headline says, China may halt purchases of U.S. treasuries.
Right.
No markets shit. Rattled, it says.
Right.
Leads to a story over at the Bloomberg. It says, China, added to investors' jitters today as traders braced for what they feared could be the end of a three-decade bull market. In other words, Don's, oh my God, it's at the highest it's ever been. The stock market could come a crashing down.
Oh, shit. So if the stock market crashes while Schindler's in charge, what's
he'll blame Obama.
Fucking crow.
He'll blame Hillary.
It won't matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Hillary Clinton did something.
Oh, yes. Her vagina.
Senior government officials in Beijing reviewing the nation's foreign exchange holdings recommended slowing or halting purchases of U.S. treasuries.
Yes.
According to people familiar with the matter, the news comes as global debt markets were already selling off amid signs that central banks are starting to step back after years of bond buying stimulus. China holds the world's largest foreign exchange reserves at $3.1 trillion.
You think this has anything to do with Schindler fucking around with, Kim Jong-un, making people nervous?
It probably doesn't help.
Right. You mean it doesn't help to flirt with nuclear war?
The world market, yeah, it's probably. They like to know there's going to be a world to market in.
Yeah, we're about to be vaporized.
It isn't clear whether the officials' recommendations have been adopted in China.
China.
But the market for U.S. government bonds is becoming less attractive relative to other assets, they say.
Okay.
And trade tensions with the U.S. may provide a reason to slow or stop buying American debt.
Right.
So there you go. So that if the Chinese are like, we're not going to buy U.S. debt anymore.
So
that
does that fuck us up?
That scares the market.
Right.
And the top Treasury official signaled confidence in the U.S. government debt market, though.
Okay.
At the largest.
Right.
$14.5 trillion, something like that. It's debt markets. What is it with this world?
I don't know, man. I don't even know what that means.
We only have this shit so rich people can make money no matter what happens, right?
So basically.
Yeah,
they're selling debt back and forth trying to make money off.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Vultures. You're vultures. Fuck you.
Meanwhile, I saw in California that the budget, Jerry Brown presented his budget. And projecting for this coming year, 2018.
Yeah.
$6 billion surplus.
Oh, man. California is evil in such California. Bad shape. Oh, my God. It's failing. It's a failing state.
And he's putting away a piggy bank fund, a rainy day fund, he calls it, because he's anticipating the looming recession that's right. going to be caused by his Republican tax plan.
Oh, so what a cut.
So he's squirreling some away for a rainy day. So when the rest of the country, so when Alabama is like, we need our money because the economy done collapsed and we don't know what's happening. We need money.
You voted for Trump, dickhead.
California be like, oh, funny. We're good. We put some away for a rainy day. And then Alabama will go, give us some of it.
And you know what?
It will.
California will.
Right. But these are the same people that'll be pointing at black people and saying, how dare they be on welfare?
Fuck you. God damn it. Oh, why did you idiots vote for Donald Trump? Look at California. It's ran by liberals. It's ran by progressives. They have a surplus.
Look at Norway.
Right. Look at Norway. They're having dinner with Donald Trump.
Sweden.
Donald, ask Norway how they do shit. Take notes and then do what they do. That's what I would do.
But their taxes are high. It's theft. They have free healthcare. They have free education up to and including college.
Right. And aren't those motherfuckers happier?
They have the highest happiness index on the planet at the moment.
They're happy as fuck.
Right.
Are we?
The state, there's a law I saw in Norway or something like that, that if a, I forget what the percentage is, but if a certain industry contributes X amount to the GDP, that they kind of have to go, it has to be owned by the state.
Oh, shit. Wow. Well, that's fucking awesome, right?
Like 35% of the workforce works for the government?
Yeah, but yeah, what if your government's corrupt and shit, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You
also pass laws about transparency ethics and shit like that.
What's the name
and
of
term
the,
limits?
Of Russia's oil, gas company?
Gazprom?
Gazprom. I mean, that's a big state-run thing, but that's corrupt as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why are they corrupt in Norway?
Well, they've probably had times where they've had corruption and just had to stamp it down, but they, the people voted and got people of ethics in there.
Yeah.
Who actually want the people to be happy and not just the rich people.
Yeah. What a bunch of pussies.
Cucks.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. Oh, my God. China's China is gonna cut us off from money.
Oh, no. God, Schittler.
Great job, Don.
Yeah, you're doing good. Really great.
I've been pissed off so much.
God, imagine the nerve of this guy pissed off that a transcript from a hearing. It's our hearing.
Yes.
That's our transcript.
Yes, and there's no classified information in there.
So why can't we see it, you fuckface? Why is Dianne Feinstein sneaky? God, the nerve. Bananas.
He also today managed to, during this cabinet meeting, after this cabinet meeting.
Yes.
Squealed that, you know, he's been bitching about libel laws.
Fuck you.
Because people print bad things and then you can't sue them.
Right.
Because they want you to prove it's not true.
Right.
During this cabinet meeting, he said, I think I have actually the audio of this.
Okay.
This is the first time he said, you know, he's been bitching, we got to change the libel laws. We got to change the libel laws. This is the first time he said, we're looking into.
Oh, okay.
Changing the libel laws.
That happens. On a separate front, we are going to take a strong look at our country's libel laws. So that when somebody says something that is false.
Says something.
Well, you know what he meant.
He's reading.
He's so shitty.
When somebody says something.
When somebody says something.
And says. When they say it and says it.
But he didn't even correct himself.
So that when somebody says something that is false and defamatory about someone, that person will have meaningful recourse in our courts. If somebody says something that's totally false and knowingly false, that the person that has been abused, defamed, libeled, will have meaningful recourse.
Damn.
Our current libel laws are a sham and a disgrace and do not represent American values or American fairness. So we're going to take a strong look at that. We want fairness. You can't say things that are false knowingly.
You mean like Obama wiretapped me?
Oh, yeah.
How about Obama wasn't born in this country?
Right, right. Or what about you call those kids protesting the national anthem sons of bitches?
Yeah.
What about when you call the Mexicans rapists? God, Don. I mean, listen to him. He's looking out for himself.
Of course.
He's making a speech saying I'm a victim. You're a straight.
Tillerson is sitting next to him, just stone faced.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Tillerson's like, I got to get the fuck out
Maybe
of here.
Maybe stoned.
This is nuts. I got to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, damn, Donald, you're a white, straight male, rich as fuck. You're president of the United States. Who's attacking you? Someone says something. Somebody writes a book saying how you're crazy. Well, you're fucking crazy. What do you want?
Well, yeah. And you throw such a massive public hissy fit about it that you turn Michael Wolff into even more of a multimillionaire by selling more books. When Michael Wolff has been thanking Donald Trump for days. Thank you.
What do you think it looks like to the American people when he says, I'm going to block this book from being published?
Right, right.
It makes it, to me, it says, there's something in there that scares you. There's something in there that's true. Why are you scared of a fucking book?
And, you know, if anything in the book, it's what was told to him.
Yeah.
Michael Wolff is saying, this is what these people said to me as I was a fly on the wall.
Well, I mean, that's the whole narrative, how Trump, his relationship with the media. He hates the media because they say what he says.
But he loves the media.
Oh, yes. But then he reads their tweet. All the media does is they'll say, look what Donald tweeted. It's crazy, right?
He lives for affirmation from the media.
Right.
Which is why they have Ducey and Company running 24/7 probably on every channel they can.
Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
Called for stronger libel laws. Over at Fox, quote, news.
Blah.
Unquote.
Yeah.
However.
The dickheads.
One of the few sane voices.
Okay.
Over at the fake news channel. Shepard Smith.
I like Shep.
Here's what he has to say about the what Trump said about the libel laws.
We're going to take a strong look at our country's libel laws so that when somebody says something that is false and defamatory about someone, that person will have meaningful recourse in our courts. If somebody says something that's totally false and knowingly false, that the person that has been abused, defamed, libeled, will have meaningful...
We already heard this.
Right.
...recourse.
In addition to the president believing that our current libel laws are a sham and a disgrace, as you pointed out, Shep, he also says they do not represent American values or American fairness. But as you pointed out, the president can't do anything about this by himself. He'd need to get Congress on board. That... no doubt will be a heavy lift. Shep?
Yeah, it's more than that. John Roberts at the White House. John, thanks very much. For clarity, because we're in the position to report facts here, that all of that about libel laws, that was just a word salad of nothingness. Because none of that means anything, except look over here. He couldn't change the libel laws. If he wanted to change the libel laws, he couldn't change them. If he got the Congress in there, these are state laws. And that was... nothing. John Bussey's here, associate editor of the Wall.
There you go.
God damn.
Shep Smith, get him off of there.
I mean, really, what happens on Fox News when he says shit like that and throws it to somebody else? Because I'm sure they're like,
Well, I don't know who comes on after him, but
I mean, shit.
Certainly not Hannity. I don't think Hannity can handle it.
So is that true? He really couldn't even look into the libel laws if he wanted to. So it's just grandstanding.
Well, they're probably state laws, unless they're going to try to pass some federal libel law.
Right.
And we can't get this Congress to pass stuff they want, let alone this. Nobody wants to touch this. Nobody's going to look at the libel laws.
Fuck no, not for Donald Trump. Not for somebody that lies. Listen, let's remember who Donald Trump is. He's a guy who called up a newspaper pretending to be his own fucking
hello,
publicist.
This is John Barron.
Right.
Trump gets all kinds of vagina.
And you know, this guy, there's a reason this guy has a problem with the libel laws. Because he's libelous. And people say shitty things about him that are true. He's fucking horrendous. Do you remember Obama bitching and moaning about the fucking libel laws in this country?
Well, this is him being a toddler. And this is them allowing him to be.
He's a fucking baby.
Like, he was like, I want to look. He's screaming and yelling about, we have to do something about the libel laws. And he's like, I want to make an announcement. And I want somebody to look into it. And they're like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. We'll look into it.
Imagine, we got a president who's taking up oxygen, bitching about how he's portrayed in a fucking book and how he even wants to take time to change laws so he can go after this fucking author. Meanwhile, we're flirting with nuclear war with this fucking North Korea. We don't know what the fuck Russia's doing. All these DACA recipients are, I wonder if I'm going to be here next year. Maybe I'm going to be in El Salvador. Who fucking knows? It's wacky.
But Michael Wolff said something bad about me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Guy, you start work at 11, you're done at 6, you got time to bitch about the libel laws, dude?
What about sneaky Dianne Feinstein? Doing a Mission Impossible and sneaking in and breaking in and stealing the dossier, dossier testimony.
Oh, like, here's a transcript from the dossier testimony. I mean, it was just people talking about a dossier. It shouldn't be damaging for us to look at that, really. It shouldn't, right?
Well, right?
He just didn't want people talking about it.
Right, because it scuttles their talking point.
Yeah.
Which it won't.
It won't because...
I mean, you know, maybe...
His side is devoid of
maybe
logic.
Maybe there's some sane people out there that can be swayed by that, but this won't... That yesterday, they'll find three words together in that whole 300 pages of testimony and be like, look, proof that Hillary did it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, if you look at...
Nobody has yet, by the way.
Right. I mean, if you look at, like, what's already out there about some of Trump's guys, like why is everyone lying about being in a meeting? Why was Michael Flynn lying on a form about his relationships with Russia? Why is Paul Manafort indicted? You know,
yeah,
there's a lot of shit pointing to something bigger going on with Russia. Like, if you don't think there's something there at this point, I don't know. Are you a simpleton? I don't know.
Here's a great headline. White House staffers leak memo from General Kelly detailing new cell phone policy designed to prevent leaks.
And it's Donald. You know, it's Donald talking to his rich ass fucking friends.
There's also an Alex Jones headline.
I mean, how do we know Donald isn't texting his dumbass buddies about bullshit?
Well, that's what Wolf said. It's every night he's talking on the phone to some of his heinous billionaire buddies, and he's bitching and moaning. Bannon did this, and that asshole Priebus did this, and this evil person did that, and I can't believe how stupid Kellyanne Conway looked on TV, and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the ones who leak.
Right. Oh, you mean, you know, Donald Trump's shitty friends?
Well, right,
gossip about things that Donald's probably don't tell anybody. They fucking don't. They probably tell any, you know, they probably gossip and, I don't know.
Alex Jones, apparently yesterday we played a clip. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. It doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out here with a little commissione every time you buy something.
Oui.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. Get our beaks wet.
We get paid.
Alex Jones, it's called Oprah Winfrey a Nazi troll, if you remember. Tweeted it.
Yes.
And then he deleted that tweet. He called Oprah Winfrey an absolute anti-human Nazi troll.
Yes. That's perfect. Good God.
And now, did you hear that Oprah's house was one of the ones that... got some of the mudslide damage in California. Yeah.
Jeez. Is that God punishing Oprah?
Oh, I'm sure. Here's Alex Jones talking about the reaction to him calling Oprah a Nazi and her house getting mudslided.
Mudslid upon.
Oh, but look, there it is. Oprah's home affected by California mudslides. Oh my gosh, this is the concerted effort. Oh, she is just such an angel. And it's just she's such a survivor. She's such a good person. She cares about everybody.
Did you hear? I'm going to play another clip, about he's talking to, I forget, some other ass bag. And that guy said, you know, I was worried when they were talking about Oprah. But then Roger Stone told me, come on, think of the skeletons in her closet.
Well, I mean, What would they be?
Right.
I mean, maybe there's some weird shit going on with Oprah, but think about what she's done for the last... How long was she in television? Did she have a fucking show?
Well, they have a theory.
Every fucking day?
Yeah.
When would she have time to engage in lots of crazy shenanigans?
And this is now what's going on. Simply amazing. And notice when I talked about her being a black Nazi, which being a part of the eugenics group, I mean, that's what the Nazis were. There were plenty of black Nazis in World War II. You can actually look it up. The media thought that sounded crazy, so they ran with that. But when I got into her sticking her tongue in Weinstein and women saying that he, you know, she brought women to them and basically set them up, and that, you know, she's been involved as a child prostitute and all the rest of this stuff, and, you know, the fact that she doesn't want her lesbianism, there's nothing wrong with lesbianism, lady. It's fine. Point is just, you know, let's get it out front. I'll be proud of it. And nobody wanted to talk.
The music kicking in.
is that true? Was there, were there lots of black Nazis in World War II?
I don't, I'm not sure that that's accurate.
Oh, you don't talk about that with the grand leader. I mean, she's like the shadow president now. They're about to say, watch.
God, this guy, you can barely understand what he's saying, because his tongue is flicking against the inside of Trump's colon at every possible moment.
He's saying that
they're people worship Oprah.
I mean, it's killing me. Do you hear his voice? He's like,
She's like the shadow president now. They're about to say, watch. She's really like America's conscience. It's the phenomenon, you know, after Trump won, America stood up and she became the voice. She's our mommy when she's not sticking her filthy tongue in Harvey Weinstein's fetid, scaly, diseased ear. Stay with us.
Fetid, scaly, diseased ear.
Oh, my God. I just looked up black Nazis, and it looks like black people were persecuted under Hitler.
I would think that was, you know, probably the case. Yeah. Shit.
But like, there's one thing from Forbes, I'm not going to click on it. It says, this is why there are black Nazis and no swastikas in Call of Duty. So black Nazis exist in Call of Duty. Apparently.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you play that?
Sure. I have.
COD. Yeah. Is that what they call it? Or
okay.
COD.
Yes.
Are there black Nazis in that?
I don't recall, but right. Probably maybe. Why are they? Well, you know, anyway.
Is he playing like an air raid siren during this?
No, that's some song with air raid.
God,
it's probably
damn.
Some shitty white guy music. Here's Alex Jones talking to Gavin McGinnis.
Yes.
Who hosts a show on CRTV.
Fuck you.
Leads the bizarre Proud Boys Club. We've talked about them.
What the fuck is
white nationalists. That? They're tiki torch wavers, men's rights activists, butthurt white males.
Losers. Losers.
Here is Alex Jones talking to Gavin McGinnis.
Fuck
about.
You.
I listened to this earlier, and at first I was like, well, maybe it's not that great. And then about 30 seconds in,
it's great.
It just gets kind of hilarious.
Gavin McGinnis and myself, we're not going to go with the judo move. Gavin McGinnis, my friend, what do you make of all this?
I make of it. I was actually pretty worried about it last night, because you think of, you know, the identity politics vote, the woman vote, the bitter vote, the millennial vote, the dumb vote. She's got all of these different votes that end up being more than 50% of the country. The people who generally have skin in the game and get politics, they're a minority. So I was kind of scared. And then I talked to Roger Stone a second ago, and he goes, dude, relax. Can you imagine the?
How can they talk about people who get politics?
Right.
Are the ones that elected Trump?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You've
got to
be fucking kidding me.
Trump has the dumb vote.
Yeah, the dumb vote.
Listen, I don't mean to.
Identity politics. You know what that means? They're just voting for her because she's black.
Yay! I mean, listen, dude. I'm sure if Oprah ran for president, there would be dumb people that would vote for her. Of course.
Sure.
But Trump's got that dumb vote sewn the fuck up.
He's got a large number of...
You can't... Yeah. I mean, remember those rallies? All those fucking idiots?
Seeing a couple here in Pensacola.
Yeah, you remember how people would spit on the fucking press in a little press pin? They would yell at him and shit like that. I'm sorry.
And then you talk to any of the...
The dumb vote is
pluck
Trump.
Pluck any one of them out of a random sampling from any of these rallies.
And like do
and
some
ask
long
them
division.
A serious question about policy.
Or just ask him something easy.
Anything to do with the news or politics.
How does Trump feel about the Middle East?
He's going to make it great again.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck them.
You're stupid.
He loves the Lord.
You guys have the dumb boat.
So I was kind of scared. And then I talked to Roger Stone a second ago and he goes, dude, relax. Can you imagine the kind of skeletons this woman has in her closet? And then he dropped it. But he's right. She's a lesbian.
Well, where is she like?
I just throws that out.
Those lesbians
have She's a lesbian.
Skeletons. Oh my God. Those lesbians have so many fucking skeletons in the closet. You have no idea. She's a lesbian.
Well, who cares?
Who gives a fuck? Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
What difference does it fucking make?
Well, the word is she likes it all.
Oh.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think, you know what a lot of lesbians do, especially when they're young and then their honeymoon phase?
Oh, we all know. They're into women then, but really they're intimidated by men. And then they just want a man that'll let them bring women in, but they want a man.
Listen to this. Listen to this brain trust on human sexuality.
They got to figure it out, man.
They always want men. They want men, but
I know what they do.
Afraid of women. They're just going to bring women into the bedroom and still have a man.
They order a double-headed dildo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Amazon. By the way, go to
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Buy a double-headed dildo, some Benoit balls, whatever.
A man that'll let them bring women in, but they want a man.
Well, a lot of them will use men as human dildos because it's just, it works, and it's an organic little piece of penis there that basically
simulates. Whoa, family audience. Whoa, sorry, go ahead.
Family
so
audience?
I think Stedman is just a human dildo that she would use with Gail. This is just a theory, of course, but it's not unheard of for lesbian couples to use a third guy as just sort of a sex toy.
Well, yes, and it's a horrible abuse to the man, too. I think it should be outlawed.
Poor guy.
You guys are
hilarious. He must be crying himself to sleep at night.
Poor yeah, bastard. It's terrible. Family show, seriously. Please continue, Gavin.
Sorry. So I just think that Trump was alluding to that. And we've heard stories of her paying off people to hide lesbian affairs. She tried to hide that her brother was gay, died of AIDS. She's tried to hide.
We've heard stories. We've heard stories that she's trying to cover up that she's had lesbian affairs.
And I'm sorry if someone's blackmailing her because of some fucking reason. Who cares? What? She's the victim.
Right.
That how I feel bad for her if she's being blackmailed. That sucks.
The fact that she didn't really grow up in poverty. I mean, these stories do well on daytime TV. I had two pet cockroaches. Come on. There wasn't a prisoner in 1700 who had pet cockroaches. She's such an obvious liar, and that works for daytime TV, but it won't work in politics where everything has to be aired out. She doesn't have a chance in hell.
This guy is on a program. That we played clips of this. By the way, for past episodes of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. He played... Is that a shit sound? I mean, we played clips of Alex Jones interviewing a dude that believes that on Mars there are camps where of young boys. And you can go, if you're a pedophile, you can fly to Mars and fuck kids and
like
stuff.
Like a buffet.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I don't know that this program is so truthful.
Exactly. But they're going to run her like she's this glorious woman that cares. Meanwhile, she's literally the wingman.
These tiny little men are so terrified of Oprah. They're so terrified of her. They're spending all this time knocking her down. Even the remote possibility of her running for president sends their penises into inverted mode.
Oh, yes. I'm a reverse. Doorbell.
I'm an innie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's literally the wingman going out and getting tail. And I guess you're going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to say it. She's well known with Weinstein to enjoy tail together. The word is she
true?
Gets in
is
bed with. I mean, I got Hollywood contacts. I mean, people see Oprah and Weinstein. They go in the room with a couple hot young chicks and it's party time.
Well, you've seen that picture of her handing over that. I think she's a British R&B singer.
Yeah, the hot blonde.
The hot blonde, and you can the way Weinstein is touching her. I mean,
and the blonde's holding on to her. The blonde's like a little monkey clinging on. The blonde is like, "Help me!"
It's like something out of ISIS, like Pakistan or something, where they're handing over these little boys to the other jihadists, and they're sort of.
So somehow they turned a random picture at some event into look at Oprah handing over some little white girl to Weinstein.
Right. Is it true that Weinstein and Oprah double teamed this chick?
Apparently.
Like they're ISIS.
Hey, he's got Hollywood contacts that said that.
Hey, you want to get ISIS fucked?
The trepidation, like, am I doing this? Are we really doing this? Yes, it'll be okay, sweet one. It'll be okay. It's demon stuff.
She's handing a woman over to a famous rapist.
Yes, God, and damn. When we watch the Golden Globes, too, we know Mira Sorvino isn't there because she said no. But everyone else, you look at them and you go, well, you're here. Did you say yes? I mean, Salma Hayek pretends she was a victim, but she did the lesbian scene in the movie for Weinstein. All these people followed the rules. And now after they've done this, which is really just very expensive prostitution, they put on their low slung black dresses and go, me too.
They followed the rules and it was prostitution.
Why?
Salma Hayek. He threatened to throw her off the movie.
Yeah,
basically, if they didn't do the lesbian scene in Frida,
right?
And Selma Hayek did it,
right?
This is the movie she's been working for a decade to try to get made.
Yes, and Harvey
and because
Weinstein,
she did it,
right?
She's a prostitute.
That is so fucked up.
That's what these guys think. This is their sad little mind, tiny little mind view.
You know, man, these fucking white guys with their white patriarchy and, you know, the take a knee movement and the Me Too thing. It's just, I don't understand how they can't, how some of these people just can't say, oh, yeah, I get where you're coming from. I understand. I don't know why they can't sympathize.
That's that empathy thing that's incapable. They're incapable of, utterly incapable of.
I mean, can't someone see that? I mean, what the perception is with a lot of dudes with this Me Too movement is that, oh, all you had to do was suck somebody's dick and you had a multi-million-dollar movie career. Well, that's not the reality is.
Right.
The reality of it is, probably some, for sure, actresses went on auditions. They might have had to do shit, be in uncomfortable situations. And then what happens? Sometimes, you know, they don't get the job. They go away. They're blackballed because they didn't do X, Y, and Z.
Mira Sorvino allegedly was. Weinstein called people, said, don't hire her. She's a bitch. She's crazy.
She didn't fool around with me. You know, it's assault. And meanwhile, what happens is assault.
Yeah.
People followed the rules, and now after they've done this, which is really just very expensive prostitution, they put on their low-slung black dresses and go, me too, it's over now, I'm going to stop being an expensive prostitute. No, sorry, it doesn't work like that. You can't get on your high horse when it's fashionable.
Oh my God, what an asshole. What horrible little men these are.
I mean, this guy, Harvey Weinstein, ran the movie business, and it, you know... He forced people to do horrible shit because of it.
Right. I will end your career if you don't fuck me or if you don't watch me shower.
And this dickhead can't imagine that would be shitty. You know, it's so horrible.
They're so dumb. And,
yeah.
And
it's stupidity.
Devoid of
it's so
humanity.
Ignorant,
yeah.
Fucking. And then, you know, Oprah has a mudslide. Yeah, it's like they're talking about Oprah being a victim of this mudslide. She's so rich. Oh, why should we feel bad for her? Blah, blah, blah. God, Alex, you're a rich fucking white guy, and all you do is bitch and moan about how people are
the biggest snowflakes. We talked about it yesterday. Man babies. For example.
Yes.
Little Randy Paul.
Oh, my God. It's been so long since we've heard from this douchebag.
Of the sovereign state of Kentucky.
Good God, guys. Fucking Kentucky, get your shit together. Can you elect different people, maybe?
It was on CNN. Talking to Wolf Blitzer.
Nine!
And, you know, we don't even have to play any of it because it's just him whining and pissing and moaning. But, you know, he got knocked over by that neighbor.
Right.
And broke a couple of ribs.
God
and
damn,
had
I forgot about that.
Fluid around the lungs. I guess he had pneumonia. Broken ribs are not fun.
No, but isn't he a shitty neighbor? Isn't that what happened?
Oh, who knows?
Something about his property line or something?
He said, it actually wasn't an altercation. I was attacked from behind, unaware, never saw my assailant. He said, multiple injuries, broken ribs. Like I said,
yes.
He said I had pain, excruciating pain for several weeks, really for more than a month. He says, you know, I think no one could ever know someone's motives, whether it was political or personal. And I guess to my mind, there's been a little too much emphasis from the media and too much concern over motive and lack of concern over me, to tell you the truth. Nobody cares about me and my suffering.
Oh, my God. Enough. Enough from these fucking conservative white guys bitching and moaning about it. They don't have it good enough. Oh, my God. This Rand Paul, how long has he been in office?
Too long.
Fucking long time. You got the best life. You don't get along with your neighbors. So what?
Says he still has pain every day, all day. But he used to have the pain of 1,000 knives for about 6 weeks. Said he could barely move, barely breathe, couldn't sleep. Which maybe, I mean, broken ribs fucking suck.
Yeah.
Because when you breathe.
Right.
They move.
Science. Facts. Fuck you. So, but
I mean, holy shit.
Did he get in a fight with his fucking neighbor?
Well, he says he was just blindsided, but who knows? Yeah. I don't know what he said. Right. Not that justifies it.
Hey, Rand, if this helps, I'm praying for you. I'm praying so fucking hard for your recovery.
We're sending really, really hard prayers.
Thoughts and prayers right up your ass. How do you like that?
He's upset. I wish the media would have. They were more concerned about the motive of what happened than concerned about me. And of all the people, libertarian.
Yeah, dude.
Libertarian cut all benefits, Rand Paul.
Yes, dude. Hey, fucking, you figure out your broken rib, you fucking right. Pussy. You're a libertarian. Fix it yourself. Go out and...
Don't care about me.
We're not supposed to, dickhead.
Well, like,
you're a libertarian.
Because you're known for being one of the most caring, giving, loving senators out there.
Oh, yes. You're so warm and fuzzy, dickhead.
What a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
So, no sympathy.
Get well soon, dickface. Yeah, right. Good luck with those fucking broken ribs.
Can't believe all they want to know is just what's... Nobody cares about me. Nobody asked how I was.
You got in a dumb fight with your fucking neighbor because you're probably a fucking asshole to live next to.
God, these sad little men.
Oh, I know.
They're running our country.
These Trump wants to
sad,
fucking change the libel laws.
Insecure little men.
Trump wants to fucking go after someone litigiously because they say something negative about him.
Right.
He let this fucking thing with Michael Wolff. He let the fucking guy in there. Michael Wolff was invited in the White House. People knew what the fuck he was up to. And he had written that book about Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
That was a negative piece. So you kind of knew the nature of his journalism and his writing. But you still let this motherfucker sit on the couch and see everything.
And if that doesn't tell you that it's a shitty administration, they can't keep a sneaky little journalist out of the whole deal. And again, I tweeted earlier.
Yeah.
The Michael Wolff book is 100% a creation of Donald Trump and his management style. He creates these different cabals that fight against each other, and he loves it. He loves it when they're yelling and screaming at each other and fighting. But what does that do? Then you put Michael Wolff hiding under a lampshade in the corner.
Yes.
And you hate Steve Bannon with the fire of 1,000 suns, and you're walking through the hallway and you see that asshole sitting there and you're like, I got something to tell you about that motherfucker.
Right.
And it's Festivus and you get an outlet. You're like, and you figure every way that you're going to get information out there to fuck one of the other factions.
Yeah.
Is to vent to this guy.
Meanwhile, and then he's watching everything. I just don't get it. How are you going to sue this guy for libel? It doesn't make any sense, you fuck. I want to change the libel laws.
Sebastian Gorka, Trump says, he didn't have any access. Gorka's like, when I met him, he was in Brent Priebus's office waiting to speak with Bannon.
He's in the office of the chief of motherfucking staff waiting to speak with the chief strategist. And when he's not there, he's hanging out in the hallway sitting on a love seat.
Right.
It's nuts. But.
And he said because of the chaos, that's why he got to sit there all day.
Yeah.
Because he would have a 10 a.m. meeting and 3 o'clock would roll around and he'd still be sitting there. But he was fine with that.
You know, right. I mean, what I'm having trouble with is like this thing when Trump spoke out and he's like, I want to change these libel laws. You imagine you're living in Puerto Rico with no fucking water, no fucking power, and you're listening
and his
to your
priority.
President bitch about a fucking book somebody wrote about him. You let him in. You let him into the White House. Now you're complaining about a book. Man, fuck you. It's insane. Thank God we have this fucking book. We should know how nuts this motherfucker is. Right?
You should have heard, I saw a clip of him on The View, and you should have heard the ovation Michael Wolff got.
Oh, yeah?
From the audience of The View. It was like fucking Elvis was,
right. We want to know this shit.
This is congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Shift gears a little bit. Congratulations are in order to our friends up in the Northeast, the sovereign state of Vermont.
Fuck you, boy.
Former governor of Vermont, right?
Oh, yeah. Who, Howard Dean?
Howard Dean, yeah.
Right.
Let's see.
He ran for president.
Cool dude, yeah.
But then he couldn't be elected because he screamed out some states or something after he lost right. Iowa.
And it made him look unstable. That's why he's just got to be shaking his head right now. Oh, he's like, yeah. What the fuck? I could have been president.
Don't you think it'd be fun to hang out? Here's what I want. I want a day where you hang out with Howard Dean and Joe Biden and you watch the news and just hear those motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Barney Frank.
Oh, yeah. I think Howard Dean would be the... I don't know. The funniest. God, I don't know.
Vermont guys. Senate, big middle finger to the shit goblin.
Ooh, yummy, yummy.
Attorney General of the United States, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Fuck you, Gollum.
Because Vermont Senate today passed a bill to legalize recreational marijuana.
Bam. Fuck you.
It's the first in the nation to do so through the legislative process because they don't have ballot initiatives.
Oh, so they got a bunch of politicians to agree on this shit. Well, that's cool.
Their representatives are actually almost kind of representing people.
Hey, let this note this shit. Those people are doing what their constituents motherfucking want.
Vermont did that inexplicable thing where they are liberal as fuck, but they elected a Republican governor.
Yes.
Phil Scott is right. expected to sign the bill, though, which passed the Democratic-controlled Senate and the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. Passed it last week.
Man, that's awesome.
Vermont bill will allow those 21 and older to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana, 2 adult plants, and 4 immature plants.
Wow. God, that's so confusing.
Does
that's
not immediately
science, right?
Does not it? Immediately clear the way for retail sales of the drug, though, yet, leaving that up to a commission created last year to study how to tax and regulate it.
Then how do I get the fucking weed if I live in Vermont?
Well, you still got to get it shady ways or grow your own.
But it's legal.
Kind of.
But they don't have a way. So it's like here. We got legal
possession is legal.
Yeah. But now I can't
Selling it is not yet legal.
Well, then. Fuck. So now you're still dealing with your shitty fucking drug dealer in Vermont.
This sets the state directly at odds with the Trump administration. Last week, Jeff Sessions reversed an Obama-era policy. Easing enforcement of federal laws, blah, blah, blah. We know that we bitched about that for a while.
Yeah, it sucks. Fuck you, Jeff.
Matt Simon, New England political director.
Yes.
For the pro-legalization marijuana policy project said, Vermont in particular doesn't care very much what the attorney general thinks. With the way this bill is written, having a few plants, there's nothing that the feds could do even if they wanted to.
Right.
Law enforcement groups in Vermont, of course, criticized the legalization drive.
Why?
The drug poses health risks.
Oh, fuck you.
And how do we test drivers who are intoxicated and high?
I don't
know. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it the fuck out.
Find some science. Scientists, tell them to put their coats on.
We tell you what we want our laws
Absolutely.
To be, you fuckers. Not the other way around.
Hey, and not for nothing. Concentrate on the drunk drivers. I know you shouldn't drive stone. I get
or
that.
Or beach, yeah.
However, it's not as bad as being drunk, right?
Depends on how high you are.
Nah, come on, man. That's crazy. You see people all fucked up and wasted, stumbling about. I'd rather have that.
Professional video gamers stoned off their asses playing. How do they do it?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's some complicated shit. I don't know if you guys ever play these first-person shooter games. They're designed so it's too hard to fucking have any fun.
New Hampshire's House of Reps passed a similar bill.
Fuck you.
But the governor there, Chris Sununu, you may recognize that name, has said he opposes it.
Oh, fuck you, Chris. Suck a dick. They pass legal weed. Get ahead of it.
Five of the first states to legalize the drug, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Nevada. Nevada. Together generated more than $485 million in tax revenue off marijuana sales in the first 9 months of 2017.
Damn!
Every state that's done it loves it.
They love it.
Loves it.
They fucking love it. And I can go out here right across the street in Florida, to a liquor store or whatever, and I can buy a six-pack of booze, whatever, but I can't buy weed.
Right.
That's fucking garbage. Grow up, America.
Good people don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah, well, fuck good people. What do you think about that?
Good people are racists and theocrats, yeah, and hate gay people. That's what good people do.
And they're boring, and they sit around and talk to nothing up in the sky. Grow up. Smoke a fatty, dickhead.
Meanwhile, Washington State says it's ready for battle. They're not. You're pulling our. Some official tweeted you've got to pull it out of our cold dead hands or something like that. You got to take our marijuana out of our cold dead hands.
Fuck yeah, man, I get it.
Good luck. Good luck. And the same with net neutrality. You know, with all this net neutrality stuff going on, it's going to take a while. It's not like all of a sudden net neutrality is gone because the lawsuits flew immediately. So that shit's going to go through the courts for months to years.
So it's going to be a while until our internet.
Well, so if we can delay,
yes,
until the Democrats take over
until
again,
Mueller time,
and then fucking reverse all this shit.
Hey Mueller, hurry up, hurry the fuck up, and get rid of this Jeff Sessions while you're at it. Because God damn it, we need our fucking weed. We need our net neutrality, and we need what else do we need? Net neutrality and marijuana. That's it, right? I mean, internet and marijuana. I can't think of two other things that I like.
What are you talking about in general?
Yeah.
How about healthcare?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
How about free healthcare for everybody? Cool. How about free tuition and colleges for everybody?
I don't go to college.
How about income equality? Oh, how about a $15 an hour minimum wage?
Oh, what about guaranteed minimum, whatever the fuck? That'd be awesome.
Guaranteed income.
Right. I can get paid to learn how to play the flute.
This is from the, this is written by.
Yes.
The, who is this? Some official in Washington.
Right.
Bob.
God, you know, Schittler, not Ferguson. For nothing, but why are you such a pussy about what people are writing? And you don't want Dianne Feinstein to release that transcript. You're all up in arms about this fucking book. Sack up, motherfucker. It's just people saying shit about you. It's true.
I think this guy might be the Attorney General of Washington. Last year, Sessions sent me and the governor a lengthy letter that demonstrated a troubling ignorance regarding Washington's marijuana laws.
Yes.
And the legal framework we spent 5 years fine-tuning.
Oh, so Jeff Sessions doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Citing a 2016 report, he criticized Washington State for failing to merge our medical and retail marijuana systems. There's just one problem with his argument. It's not true. State lawmakers merged our medical marijuana industry with the state's strict recreational system after the report was issued, before Sessions sent his letter. So he doesn't know what's going on.
He's just making assertions. He thinks he understands. I mean, you know, it is clear to some of these old white guys, they don't know shit about weed.
But he won't meet with these states about marijuana. That's what this guy's complaining about. A meeting would have prevented this embarrassing criticism.
So which tells you he just wants a wedge issue, right?
I guess.
He just
is
wants
it?
The grandstand.
But
yeah.
It's not a wedge issue.
But for some people, I mean, you know, to the base, again, if they're playing to the fucking stupid fucking rabid idiot base.
I don't think weed is a hill they need to be on at all.
Right. Oh, I agree.
There's a lot of stupid rednecks who are high as fuck.
Yeah, you're right.
I just tactically, it's dumb. Yeah. It's not like...
But if you're sucking the dick of the prison industry and all of a sudden now cops can't throw people in jail for having weed in their pocket, then, you know, that's kind of serious.
It's serious for Jeff. Because he's a dick.
Sessions' unfortunate decision to rescind the Ogden Memorandum brings an upcoming decision in Congress into sharper focus. The Rohrabacher Farr Amendment prohibits the Justice Department from spending funds to interfere with state medical cannabis laws. Sessions is urging lawmakers not to renew the amendment, set to expire January 19th. Congress should ignore his recommendation during the upcoming budget negotiations. They should just reapply this amendment.
So because of that amendment, you're not allowed to send a SWAT team to raid a dispensary because you
can't spend money to interfere with state medical laws.
Well, just renew the fucking amendment.
With his action last week, the attorney general created more questions than answers. In just three paragraphs, he wiped away nearly a decade of guidance from the Justice Department for how federal prosecutors should approach legal marijuana.
God, we're
Sessions called their hard work and thoughtful approach unnecessary.
Unnecessary, because he already has an uninformed, shitty fucking opinion. He's just sucking the dick of the corporate prison industry. That's it.
Then the Attorney General Bob Ferguson of Washington State continues, "Let me tell you what is certain. I will defend the will of the voters in my state. I have filed 19 lawsuits against the Trump administration, so I have some experience in the courtroom with the federal government."
Look at these people. They can't even fucking imagine. You can't govern because you're busy suing Trump from fucking your state up.
Five of those cases are over and there are no more appeals. We are 5-0.
Oh, shit.
If Sessions tries to stop my state from moving forward with marijuana legalization, he can expect another legal fight. He will find us ready.
Yeah. Hear that, Jeff?
Attorney General Sessions, my invitation to meet face to face is still open.
Oh, damn. So why wouldn't he want to meet with him? Doesn't it look bad that Sessions doesn't want to sit down with this guy and see what his medical marijuana shit's all about?
He's a Republican. He won't be reasoned with.
That's true. Because it won't help his cause.
Which I still don't understand. It's just a personal vendetta at this point. It's a personal moronic bias and a very, very small minority of people who are like, marijuana is the root of all evil.
Yeah, but if you can arrest people for it.
Well, that's a different side of the argument, yeah. But I mean, as far as getting your base fired up or anything, I think it's a detriment.
Right.
I think you're going to piss off your base, like letting DACA people in. Yeah. Go after their marijuana and let the brown people stay. Oh, You've lost them all.
I mean, but it is weird to think, why would Jeff Sessions care about, I mean, what's the prison industry doing for him right now if he's attorney general? I mean, he doesn't have to get elected again.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, is he gonna get out when he gets fired from being AG or when he's let go to resign?
Job on some boards.
Yeah, for prisons. That's exactly what's gonna happen. So that's what this is, you know.
I'm sure it was just an accident, but that DACA and immigration meeting that Trump had yesterday, you know, the one where Dianne Feinstein was like, maybe we should just do a clean DACA bill. And Trump is like, oh, that's cool. And the Republicans are losing their minds. No, wait, Mr. President. No, that's not what she's saying.
You put him on TV. He didn't know what he's talking about.
During a televised bipartisan meeting, Trump suggested that he agreed with Dianne Feinstein that Congress could first tackle DACA legislation to allow undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children stay in the country. Yeah, I would like to do it. He said, but the official White House transcript of the meeting, something happened there. They left that response out.
Why, Pat? Gee, because I was listening and I actually heard him fucking say that. We heard him say that.
The White House's official transcript of the meeting omitted the president's full response to Feinstein. Finally, facing pressure from the media, the White House corrected the record.
God. They corrected the record. They didn't correct the record. Correct is the wrong word. They fabricated the record.
They deleted what really was happened to the record.
They deleted the most important part.
Here's Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC.
Oh, God, yeah.
Talking. Came, of course, just hours after the president's quite mixed messages on how to move forward with immigration reform. Listen in.
What about a clean DACA bill now?
I have no problem. I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come up with DACA. We're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though. I think what Senator Feinstein's asking here, when we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have security.
Do you see that? The president back and forth. We want a clean bill on DACA. Dianne Feinstein weighing in. Somehow, that was left off the transcript from the White House. But fortunately, thanks to the Free Press, that was on tape. And the White House is going to be issuing a correction. We're going to take them at their word that it was just an oversight.
Okay. And then you got to go to our Facebook page. Oh, there's a screen cap of the look she gives. God. You got to take them at their word that it was just an oversight.
It's just clear. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right. And what we've heard before is that whoever the last person he talks to, he agrees with. Oh, yeah, Dianne, that's great. I love it. And then McCarthy's like, no, Mr. President, that's not what she means. We need to have security. Oh, yeah. Well, we need to have security, but that's what it means.
I think Trump must like when people are talking to him and they sound nice. You know, when they're white, that probably helps.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
A lot of black people in that room.
Oh, yes. He just will agree with you. I
seeing any. Even his black friend, Ben Carson, wasn't there.
That's why it's terrifying that he went in that room with those Russians with no one else. That member with the photographer and Kislyak, they're in that room together.
And who
God
did we find out about the meeting from?
A Russian,
The
right?
Russians. We didn't even know it fucking happened.
We don't know what they said.
And except what the Russians say. The Russians said he gave them some...
He said Comey was an
intel.
Idiot or something.
Oh, like yeah, Comey was I forget what.
Think that fucking guy was a photographer or a spy recording the whole fucking conversation or doing some kind of bullshit?
Rasmussen reports a very conservative polling group that the one that Trump usually likes to point to.
Ooh, yeah.
And say, look, they love me. I'm at 40%.
Point to my poll.
Rasmussen did a troubling for Trump and the Republicans.
Troubling poll.
Question recently. TV personality Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
Versus Donald Trump.
Okay.
In 2020.
Well, come on. Anybody's going to beat this fucking guy, right?
48% to 38% Winfrey over Trump.
Bam.
10 points.
Well, I mean, you take out all the politics. I mean, Trump's a racist. He's sexist. He says that he wants to grab pussies. He can stick his tongue at whoever. You know, Oprah doesn't say shit like that.
Right.
I mean, despite her and, Harvey Weinstein there. You know, I don't know, passing around these young actresses, apparently.
And also, this poll also shows Republicans are dumb. 2 out of 3 Republicans think Trump will be elected to a second term.
I mean, if the Democrats totally fucking fuck up and he's not impeached, you know.
Democrats, 42% predict he will be defeated by their nominee.
Yes.
But a plurality thinks he's more likely to be impeached. So the only reason 40-something percent say that only is because 45% think he's not going to get that far.
Well, I mean, to say he's impeached, that would say that the Dems are going to do well in the next midterms, right? I mean,
everything's looking like the Dems
the
are going to do well. Yeah,
finds a conscience or their heart. And, I mean, I don't know. Right. I don't really feel good about that.
Women share a more favorable opinion of Winfrey.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Those under 40 are far more likely to choose Winfrey over Trump.
Yes.
Winfrey leads among whites, blacks, and other minority voters. The 69% of self-identified conservative voters chose Trump.
69.
In a matchup. But she leads with 58% among moderates and 80% of the liberal vote.
Yeah. Well, okay. Damn. Great.
So there we go. Even the Rasmussen poll, which leans Trumpy.
Yeah.
Has Oprah up by 10.
You know, I'm listening to the liberal backlash on Oprah, and I get what you guys are saying. I understand, like, you want a politician in there. We're having a Trump right now. We have an outsider in there, and it sucks. However, an Oprah presidency isn't going to look like a Trump presidency, right? Right?
Well, like Pelosi said, she would rather have somebody of experience in there, but at least Oprah is smart enough to know what she doesn't know.
Right.
And would really surround herself with people that know what the fuck is going on.
I mean, I'd rather have Kamala Harris or Kamala, however the fuck you say your name. That's who I want. Let's get real. Let's nominate her. Fucking, there's no way. Will Kamala Harris beat Trump? Of course.
I would hope so, yeah.
God, guys. Just don't fuck up, you fucking progressives. Don't get all fucking stupid. The Bernie bros are going to find one fucking thing about Kamala that they're not going to like. And then they're not going to come out and vote because they're idiots. Don't do it. If you got stupid fucking Bernie bro friends, set them straight. Be a dick.
There's another story out that more evidence of the bullshit going on.
Yes.
This is from the Daily Beast. That a senior aide to the Trump administration,
okay,
Kevin Harrington, suggested withdrawing U.S. troops from Eastern Europe in a bid to gain favor with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Wow. Well, that's, I mean, I don't know. That seems legal and shitty. And
a senior NSC official proposed withdrawing some U.S. military forces from Eastern Europe as an overture to Vladimir Putin during the early days of the Trump presidency.
Wow. According
to two sources.
Right.
The proposal was not ultimately adopted. It's the first known case of senior aides to Trump seeking to reposition U.S. military forces to please Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my fucking God. So why? Why would they be doing that?
It says, this is the Daily Beast, something that smelled to a colleague like a return on Russia's election time investment in Donald Trump.
Hey, we'll get you elected. All you guys got to do is fucking move some troops around. Would Oprah do that?
This Harrington dude, deputy assistant to Trump for strategic planning, mused in February 2017 about withdrawing U.S. troops close to the Russian borders as part of a strategy proposal to, quote, reframe our interests within the context of a new relationship with Russia.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that big bullshit sandwich.
Can you imagine our NATO friends would be like, wait, what?
What the fuck are you doing? And, you know, doesn't it bother anyone? I mean, why would Vladimir Putin want you to do that?
Right.
I mean, that's... oh, God. What a horrific... just... fucking shit.
Of course, this Harrington guy is nothing but the best. He has neither military experience nor significant government experience before he joined the White House.
Okay, good.
He was managing director for Peter Thiel's hedge fund.
Holy shit. So this is he's a fucking evil Silicon Valley oligarch. Great.
Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn announced Harrington's arrival in early February as part of a talented group ready to bring fresh ideas to the table.
Fresh, talented group. They never had any military experience. Now you want to move troops around on the Russian border.
Harrington, among his ideas was a fervent belief that economic sanctions, particularly those on Russia, ultimately are harmful to the United States.
Based on what knowledge? Why would you know that, dickhead? What do you know?
Hey, he was a hedge fund guy. He knows.
Yeah, that's right. I gamble with people's money, and I work for that evil fucknut Peter Thiel. Isn't that guy a dickhead? The PayPal guy, Peter Thiel. Didn't he do some fucking shenanigans?
God. Scuttled Gawker, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He sued Gawker into oblivion because they outed him?
Something to do with Hulk Hogan's dick.
Yes, he helped bankroll Hulk Hogan in his lawsuit in retaliation for them outing him in previous editions.
That's the most convoluted shit ever.
Harrington was dismissive of U.S. interests in the Baltics and wondered aloud about their importance in the context of U.S.-Russia relations. Who cares about Ukraine? Who cares about Crimea? What the fuck do we care? Let them have it.
Do you know why you don't understand the context, or you don't understand why they're important? Because you don't know anything. You don't know anything about matters of state, right? This dickhead's some fucking Silicon Valley fuck. Well, just somebody that knows. You know who would know about that shit? Hillary fucking Clinton.
Right.
Oh, she's so evil and corrupt. Fuck you guys. Fuck off.
The he had a big map of Europe hanging on his wall in the in his office at the White House.
Oh, impressive.
It says the map did not show U.S. troop positions, which had been there for 70 years to deter the Soviet Union, later to reassure allies nervous about a resurgent Russia. But it did provide a symbolic backdrop to what Harrington's one-time associate believed was his most disturbing proposal.
Which is what?
Harrington, his former colleague, told the Daily Beast that Harrington asked about the prospect of withdrawing or repositioning U.S. forces from the Baltics.
Wow.
Get him out of there.
Just have him leave. Yeah. After how many years?
70.
I mean, hey, what? What the fuck?
Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania gained NATO accession in 2004 to guarantee their independence, a measure stridently opposed by Vladimir Putin, who saw the military alliance not only enlarged but encroached within the Russian, what he considers it's his sphere of influence.
Okay. Jeez.
According to the colleague, Harrington considered it a gesture to the Kremlin that would enable the new Trump administration to see if its desire for a friendly relationship with Russia would be reciprocated. So we're going to pull our troops first out of all those areas just to be nice and say, well, you know, will you do something nice for us? Ah,
why would that be? Oh, my God. Vladimir Putin must have been so happy to see Trump, you know, as president. He's like, oh my God, we've been trying for 70 years to get these troops out of the Balkans. Balkans, right?
Yeah. The former colleague of Harrington considered the idea dangerously naive. The Kremlin was far more likely to view a unilateral U.S. troop reduction from Eastern Europe as a green light from Washington for additional provocations in Ukraine, Syria, or elsewhere. If that wasn't enough, European allies were already alarmed at Trump's tendencies to discuss the defense of Europe as a protection racket.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys aren't paying up. I don't know. Are we getting enough out of this?
We're not getting a mushroom cloud. We're not getting World War III. Not the point. I don't give a fuck how much money you put in NATO, motherfucker. The point is to not have World War III. That's what you get out of it.
The former official said, fuck. I sensed we were giving something and it wasn't clear what we were getting in return. Well, nothing.
Not World War III.
Well, we're just being nice. It's being nice. It's like a nice cake and tea.
Oh, yeah. God, you're mentally ill.
They say that Harrington's proposal was largely politely brushed aside, fortunately.
Oh, okay.
Even at the uniquely chaotic early days of the Trump era.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What did this dickhead Harrington do? What was his fucking job?
He's a National Security Council.
Okay.
Something. NSC Senior Official for Strategic Planning.
Strategic.
He's a hedge fund guy.
Oh.
Let's remind everyone.
Why do we think, how did he get a job?
Because he's somebody's buddy. He's Peter Thiel's bud.
Oh, God.
Trump wanted to put Giuliani on the Supreme Court. Why shouldn't I put a friend of mine there? Somebody I know.
I mean, hey, dickheads. Hey, you're going to fuck up Europe because your fucking orange man baby wanted to put a hedge fund guy in charge of military. The fucking, that's bananas. I mean, that's just so fucked up. God. Oh, I hate
that. So we had somebody in the administration floating the idea. Hey, why don't we pull all of our troops out of Eastern Europe just to make nice nice with Vlad?
What if somebody would have agreed to that?
I'm sure Mike Flynn would have.
I mean, I don't think we're sounding nuts. I mean, right. The guy's in the room. He's in the room pitching ideas. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. Some dickhead could be like, oh, that sounds like a great fucking idea.
Insanity.
And then what happens? World War III, Europe gets destabilized.
Putin,
I don't know,
hops on his bear, takes his shirt off, and rides into Ukraine.
We can't stop him. Our military's not there because some fucking dickhead from Silicon Valley, land of the dickheads, decided our troops don't need to be where they've been for the past 70 years. Because nobody else has had that idea. Nobody on the fucking planet. But he had the idea, and all of a sudden, he's a genius.
He's a stable genius.
God. Fuck off.
In fact, when he was asked about the meeting yesterday, he gave himself a 10, of course.
Ah! I give myself a 10.
He praised himself over his Tuesday meeting with Democrats on immigration reform.
Yeah. Well, good performance. God, I found it entertaining, didn't you?
And now it was just reported African-American unemployment is at its lowest level in history. I'm very proud of that.
That you had nothing to do with.
I'm proud of that.
Also making America safe again. Yesterday, we had a bipartisan meeting with House members and senators on immigration reform, something they've been talking about for many, many years. But we brought them together in this room, and it was a tremendous meeting. Actually, it was reported as incredibly good. And my performance, some of them called it a performance. I consider it work.
Some of them, it's for me, it's work. It's not, it's the art that they perceive.
Yeah.
Is work for me.
But it work. It sounds crazy. But incredibly good.
Great reviews by everybody other than two networks who were phenomenal for about 2 hours. Then after that, they were called by their bosses and say, oh, wait a minute. And unfortunately, a lot of those anchors sent us letters saying that was one of the greatest meetings they've ever witnessed. And they were great. For about 2 hours, they were phenomenal. And then they went a little bit south on us, but not that bad. It was
because the Feinstein stuff came out and some actual facts came out.
Listen,
instead of your
president,
your bullshit circle jerk with your Republicans and Democrats. It really,
right,
ultimately, if you sat there and listened to it, nobody made any headway. There was nothing.
In fact, people probably left confused.
Everybody agreed that there were problems.
Yeah, what a great meeting.
Right.
I mean, I'm listening to this. I'm talking about the networks. Was he monitoring cable news? I mean, it's
of
like...
Of course. He's executive time.
God damn, dude. How do you have time to know? How does this motherfucker know that he had positive coverage from 2 hours? And then 2 hours and 1 minute, somebody said, oh,
I have two cheeseburgers negative and two filet of fish to eat and a small chocolate shake.
That is a lot of food that he wolfs down. By the way, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm putting some shit out tomorrow on the social media about this motherfucker who decided that he would eat like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
For a day or
it's
something like
supersize
that.
Supersize me. Yeah.
It feels like he's going to die.
Yeah. My colon's on fire.
Right. I mean, it's all that shit he eats sitting around in bed, curled up, watching the news.
They probably wish they didn't send us those letters of congratulations, but it was good. I'm sure their ratings were fantastic. They always are. Which is why I think the media will ultimately support Trump in the end, because they're going to say, if Trump doesn't win in 3 years, they're all out of business. You guys will be out of business, but the boom holders are still going to be there, so that's good.
What is a boom holder?
He thinks the media can't survive without him.
Oh, the boom holders.
News.
The guy that holds the boom.
Yeah, the audio. Yeah.
Okay. The sound guy, dickhead. I don't know that it's called the boom holder. Is it boom holder? What's it matter? We know. He worked in television. He should know the name of the guy that holds the boom.
Yeah. Usually, what's one of the best sources to get weed. The
right.
Sound people. On a set. I mean, I've heard.
Give this dickhead some weed, boom holders, please.
Good news?
That was insane what you just played. That was fucked up.
There's more. You want
to
hear more?
He is nuts. Yeah.
Those are the people I like. We agreed to pursue four major areas yesterday of reform. Securing our border, including, of course, the wall, which has always been included.
We didn't agree to that.
Never changed.
Yeah, we all did.
Ending chain migration, canceling the visa lottery, and addressing the status of the DACA population. We want to see something happen with DACA. It's been spoken of for years. And children are now adults. in many cases. The numbers are very different, very varying. A lot of people say 800,000. Some people said yesterday, first time I heard 650, I also heard 3 million.
Wow. They're very,
the fact is, our country was such a mess, nobody even knows what the numbers are. But we'll know what the numbers are. But above all else, any bill we passed must improve jobs, wages, and security for American citizens. The people who elected us, all of us, the people that elected us, we have to take care of them. We have to have a strong military. We can't play games with our military, whether we're Democrat or whether we're Republican. We have to have a strong, that's not a...
He just mentioned jobs, right? In the same speech where he's talking about immigration.
Yeah.
Is that a little fascisty? Is he suggesting that, you know, if we improve border security, there'll be less brown people coming over here taking your jobs?
Oh, that's one of the number. Yeah. And raping your children and turning you gay.
So he's kind of scapegoating on the down low there.
Whether we're Democrat or whether we're Republican, we have to have a strong. That's not a point of negotiation. We can't say, oh, we're going to give you money for your military, but you have to give us money for something that, frankly, is much less important than security.
What was he talking about?
I don't know what is much less important than security. I think he's like stuck in this. Trump must. He gets in a. He just starts with these standard stump speeches and shit. You know what I mean?
And it's all crap.
Right.
So it's just all bullshit.
He probably didn't know what he's saying.
Good news?
Yes.
Although Republican policies and beliefs will be costing taxpayers of Wisconsin some money.
Right. Okay.
A Wisconsin school district will have to pay a transgender student $800,000 as a settlement for discrimination.
Damn, guys. Jeez.
Ash Whitaker graduated from Tremper High School in June 2017, but he sued the Kenosha Unified School District in July 2016 for banning him from the boys' bathroom with threat of disciplinary action and subjecting him to daily surveillance. They were watching him to make sure he doesn't use the boys' bathroom.
Surveillance? God. Do you dickheads ever think, like, if you weren't bigoted, transphobic dickheads, you wouldn't get sued as much?
The lawsuit ended in a settlement when the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that KUSD, the school district, illegally singled Whitaker out for discrimination because he's transgender. The school district appealed the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, but agreed to withdraw the appeal as a condition of the $800,000 settlement.
Damn, dude. If you have a transgender student in your school, you should be breaking your dick to make it a safe environment for this kid. You know? You should take into account that, yeah, man, people are going to bully this person. They're going to be shitheads. The least you can do as the fucking administration is not be up his dick about where he's peeing.
But now the boys are going to walk in the girls' bathrooms and look at their who has.
Right. Well, maybe it's time for your students to fucking grow up.
Why don't you teach your little crotch spawn not to be rapey little fuckwads and stay out of the girls' bathroom?
Oh, shit, that's a good idea. It wouldn't occur to him.
Louis Gohmert, remember when he said that? I would have put on a dress and gone in there. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Look at how masculine and heterosexual I am.
Well, I mean, how do you tell people that? How do you tell people that when we have a fucking president who's like, you know what? If I want to, I'm going to grab a woman by the pussy. I'm going to pop some gum in my mouth and I'm going to tongue her no matter what. Because I'm famous. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Man, that's what happens. You get sued when you're a shithead.
The board voted 5-2 on a $800,000 settlement. The court still has to approve it.
Man, imagine the shit they put this kid through.
What?
You know, I got to tell you.
In the case, yeah. Sorry.
No.
Whitaker, that's the transgender boy.
Yeah.
In the case. Whitaker said that KUSD proposed that all transgender students wear bright green labels to monitor their restroom use. Holy fucking shit.
So they're making them put Why don't you make put a yellow star on their fucking uniform, you fucking assholes? Oh my God. At what point, when you know, you have school administrators doing shit like this, at what point do they get sued personally? Personally, because that is fucked up.
They refused to use his chosen name, school administrators. They isolated him from his peers on overnight school trips. Whitaker, who was in the top 5% of his class, worried that the distraction of the discrimination could hurt his chances of attending college.
Of course.
Now a freshman at UW-Madison, that's where I went for my first year. It's an awesome school. He's planning to choose biomedical engineering as his major.
They wanted to put a label on him, or they put the labels on the kids. They just, oh, God.
Insane.
You imagine you're walking around with a big badge on your shirt. And the only reason for it is to make sure you don't go in the wrong fucking bathroom. That is humiliating. Right. That is not respectful. That's just, it's dehumanizing.
Chris Hayashi, executive director of Transgender Law Center, said in a press release, quote, "The precedent of the Seventh Circuit is definitive. Schools cannot single students out because they are trans, period."
Yeah. And you know what? Okay, so now you want them to wear a badge because you want to make sure they're going in the right bathroom. Now, what does that do to the other students? Because you're in a position of power at the school. Now the other students are like, oh, you know what? I can single this person out. I can make fun of them. I'm emboldened for my, you know? That's insane. Now, fuck who was ever in charge of that shit. God, we need fucking Batman.
Wisconsin.
Where's Batman?
Kenosha, Wisconsin. God, isn't that where Eddie Munster's from?
Oh,
Paul Ryan?
Yeah, dickhead. Yes, he's from there.
Vote for his his opponent.
Absolutely.
A real working dude who... They call him the Stash. He's got like a big mustache or something.
Oh, I saw him.
He's like
a
union guy. And
God, vote for him.
God, I hope he wins. He's
please vote for progressives, man. Even if you're a fucking dickhead Republican, listen to the shit your party puts kids like this through.
This is their priority.
Yeah, God, you run a school. You run a school. You're in charge of turning people into not shitheads, and you're preoccupying yourself. You got to put labels on people where they're peeing. You're simpleton. You're a fucking idiot.
President Trump likes to brag about having gone to the Wharton School of Finance, known for their elite MBA program. As it turns out, however, Trump never got an MBA from the school.
Oh, okay.
In April 2016, while the president was fighting for the Republican nomination, the Associated Press reported on his complicated relationship with Wharton.
It's complicated.
Though he regularly brings up the school, part of the University of Pennsylvania, he never received his master's degree from Wharton School of Business.
Oh, why not, Schittler?
In fact, his undergraduate degree isn't in business. It's a Bachelor of Science in Economics.
Oh, wow.
No, please.
Economics.
Yeah, you know, his daddy signed a check or two.
Crack skulls. Give my stupid kid a degree, for fuck's sake.
Vanity Fair's Kurt Eichenwald earlier this week resurrected Trump's Wharton deception when the president slipped up and said, "I went to the best colleges," or college.
Yeah.
Eichenwald tweeted, "Trump did indeed go to the famed institution, but only after transferring there from Fordham, located in New York City. He never made the dean's list, although he claims to have graduated first in his class."
Oh, shit.
Remember that?
Right.
I remember talking about that on the show. I was first in my class.
First in your class in doing what?
Yeah, and people that were at Wharton at the time were like, no, you weren't.
No, that's so fucked up.
You really weren't.
No, dickhead.
At what?
Yeah.
First in your class at what?
At being a shithead.
Right.
At being gropey, rapey.
He has no MBA.
No.
Trump always refuses to mention Fordham because it's evidence he wasn't good enough. He refuses to call UPenn by that name, but instead calls it Wharton, the undergraduate business school. But no one says, "I went to Wharton," when they're talking about undergrad.
Right.
They might say, "I went to Wharton undergrad," but never said, "I went to Wharton." Why? Because Wharton has the most highly respected graduate business program in the country. People who went to Wharton are MBAs. Trump has been tricking people into believing he has a Wharton MBA, which would be a major accomplishment. But he doesn't. He uses his crafty word choice. I went to Wharton.
You went to Wharton. I went in Wharton and I used the bathroom.
Right.
I hung out there. I picked up chicks at Wharton. Yeah, That's probably what he did.
I've been to NASA.
Oh, have you?
I haven't been to the moon.
Are you an astronaut?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been to the Cubs Stadium. I'm a shortstop. I love this. Oh, this is a fun game. I'm trying to think of all the places I've been.
Eichenwald said, Trump has no MBA. He can't even read a balance sheet. He's just a guy who inherited lots of money long ago and is so bad at business that no American banks will deal with him anymore.
I saw Wonder Woman, but I am not Wonder Woman. I'm Wonder Woman.
Right.
What do you think about that? I got an invisible jet, the whole deal.
Right.
I went to Wharton. Oh, my God. You dickheads that voted for this guy. You can't see this, but I'm double birding you. Fuck you.
I went to Trinity University in Dublin.
Oh, man. Make it.
I was there.
Oh, did you?
For a couple hours. Yeah.
Right. I went to Trinity. I went to the Vatican. I'm the Pope. Right. Fuck you. Fuck you, stupid. Damn. I am never, if you voted for Trump, I'm never fucking forgiving you, you fucking idiots. God, you're so fucking dumb. How could you vote for this guy?
Even if you did fall for it, how you could still support him is unsupportable. Oh,
yes. Well, you're idiots, you're either a racist, or you're just fucking ignorant as fuck. No offense. Fuck you.
We gotta go.
I'm the Pope, baby.
We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher, your favorite podcasting apps.
Yay.
Spread the crabs. It helps us out a lot. Thumbs us up and give us stars and shit.
Ooh, yes.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We're back with more of this bullshit tomorrow.
I'm an astronaut.
I like to have children. Oh, oh, oh my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.